Talk to me.
Welcome to Entrepreneur Radio, the voice of Entrepreneur Magazine, with your host, Lee Maribel.
Hey, how are you doing? You know, in order to be truly successful in business or in our personal life, we need to examine our behaviors. Our mothers told us that, right? And because some of them are holding us back, I've invited a special guest today. Our guest for this segment is Flip Flippin, don't you love that name, head of the Flippin Group, which offers personal development and transformation processes to businesses and organizations and individuals. He's the author of The Flip Side, Break Free of the Behaviors That Hold You Back. He has a top 10 list of killer personal constraints, and we're going to see if we recognize ourselves in any of them. Welcome, Flip.
Well, welcome. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
It's my pleasure. So the first one on your top 10 killer personal constraints is the bulletproof. What's that?
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, Lee, you see a lot of those guys. They are really tough. They're very confident, overly confident. They think they're always right. They're very opinionated. Their first reactions to things are always right. You try and tell them something that differs from what they think. They never ask for advice.
Never. They never ask for anybody's insight. I get it.
Yeah, that's right. Tough people to deal with.
And the person who is bulletproof, it holds them back.
Well, it does. It does. And, you know, we saw a lot of that in the dot-com era, too. And guys that did not have good business plans and couldn't put a plan together. But they totally knew their idea was going to work. And, of course, many of them didn't.
So the second one on your top 10 killer personal constraints, ostrich. What is the ostrich?
Well, the ostrich is a guy who sticks his head in the sand. He's not confident at all. He's very concerned about how people think about him. He has a hard time moving on from mistakes. Oftentimes people like this are struggling with low self-confidence, hard for them to be decisive, have presence in meetings, that sort of thing.
Marshmallows.
They are people who it's tough to say no. You know, they can't stand up for themselves very well. They're very, very sweet, but they're too soft, and they get overly committed, strung out, worn out. People put too many things on them.
Now, before we go to the rest of the top 10 killer personal constraint list, is it difficult for a bulletproof or an ostrich or a marshmallow to see themselves in this as we're talking about this?
Yeah, it really is. You know, bulletproof guys, because they really are bulletproof, and gals, they look at themselves and they don't see any faults. And there's a concept of this self-assessing. But if you think about it, that's really an oxymoron. It's tough to self-assess by yourself. You know, I'm better because my wife gives me feedback and my team gives me feedback.
Oh, that's our job. Didn't you know that?
Well,
my husband says it is it's a wife's job to tell her husband when he's having too much fun.
That's right.
So the critic.
Nothing's ever right with these guys. I mean, they will tear anything up. And you see it in moms a lot of times. They'll walk in the house. The kids have done everything there is to do, but the first thing they see is what's wrong with the counter. In a business deal, no idea is a good idea. Somebody could bring up something, and honestly, they're going to shoot holes with it before they even understand what it is.
We are speaking with Flip Flippin, who is author of The Flip Side, Break Free of the Behaviors That Hold You Back. And we're discussing his top 10 killer personal constraints, and I wonder if you see yourself in any of these. The next one is iceberg.
You know, icebergs are people who can't build relationships well. They're not warm. They're not affirming. They're not empathetic. They in their mind, think they're sensitive people, but in truth, they really aren't.
What's a flatliner?
Yeah, yesterday I was in some private equity meetings, and that's one of the things we were discussing is some guys that just don't have the drive that it takes. I mean, they literally are just flatlined. They're just dead. Their achievement drive's below 55, and you can't get stellar performance out of people like that.
What happens? I mean, I know that myself, I tend to be project-oriented. I get excited, with a new project,
mm-hmm.
and I put everything I've got into that, and then sometimes I get a little bored with it.
Yeah.
What happens with these flatliners? Are they just bored, or what's going on?
Well, in a lot of cases, they've just not developed the internal motivation to sustain them through a project or a commitment. Uh, They'll have low endurance, can't stick with a project. And another side there, too, Lee, that's interesting, is that we'll see a lot of people, they like change. And so they're moving not because they're a flatliner. They've got lots of drive, but they move because they get bored. And so they're going from thing to thing to thing.
Well, is that good or bad?
Yeah, it depends on what you're trying to do. If let's say you're a creative art director and your idea, your job is cranking out hot ideas, that's fine. But let's say that you're an accountant and you start getting bored. That will not work. That constraint will kill you in that job.
Bulldozers.
They run over everybody, just yeah. like it says. I mean, they're strong opinions. They interrupt people. They don't listen. Literally, it's their way or the highway, and you're free to leave anytime.
Now, have you ever done research into, you know how you look at the astrology charts and they say things like, well, a Gemini should be with a Virgo or something like that. Have you ever done research into, can a marshmallow deal with a critic, etc.?
Yeah, actually we have. You know, one of the things, you know, when you talk about personal constraints, you know, Lee, when you got married, your personal constraints got married to your husband's personal constraints.
That's right.
And if those don't work well, let's say that you're a marshmallow, and let's say your husband, for example, is a bulldozer. Well, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to do well in that scenario. You're just not. Or let's say that perhaps I hire somebody, and I'm a quick draw. I move very, very quick. I tend to be impulsive, et cetera, and I hire somebody that's a turtle. And change is just unbearably miserable for them. And those don't work. Those combinations do not work long term.
And we haven't talked about those yet. Those were the last three. The turtles are resistant to change.
Yeah, they don't like change at all. They get halfway across the street, can't figure out where to go. So they don't make a decision. They are stuck where they are.
Volcanoes.
Blow up, scream and yell, throw things. You know, you've got a combination deal. You remember the movie The Devil Wears Prada?
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it's a great movie. But you see somebody there who was a bulldozer
right.
and a volcano.
Yes.
You know, totally unload on somebody and walk around like nothing's wrong.
Quick draw.
Very impulsive, make decisions on a dime. The problem is those decisions are very expensive for them. They get bored very quickly. They have to thrive on spontaneous activities. They just go from thing to thing to thing. And in finances, you think about making impulsive decisions when it comes to money, it's a killer.
So what made you come up with these top 10 killer, and are you one of these? I mean, have you ever had any of these problems?
Yes, I have. I don't like that.
You overcame
but no,
them?
No, it's true. That's true.
Which
yeah.
one were you and
yeah.
you overcame?
Well,
you can have more than one.
Well, you know, I run the largest teacher training company in the world, and so we've got offices everywhere, and I think I'm right. And lots of times my team would say things, and I'd think, well, you know. And I'll never forget one day when I was developing this model on personal constraint theory, and one of my staff said, you know, Flip, look at this. And I thought, good gracious. So I asked some of my executive team, and they said, yeah, that's it. And so we put together a plan, or I put together a plan, and went to work on it. And that's just not there anymore, and I'm thankful of it.
Just recently, I kind of moved into a different position at WS Radio. And we put somebody else in a position of doing some of the things that I used to do.
Yes.
And at first I thought, well,
oh yeah,
they're never going to do it as well as I did. And within about 3 days, I relaxed. I slept better because I realized it was actually better.
That's right.
Because I was feeling that I had to grab onto everything because I'd had all this experience. And I had to learn to step back. So I really am interested in these personal constraints right now. I found that I had one that I didn't even know I had. But, you know, luckily for me, it took me 3 days to get through it.
Yeah.
Are these constraints so embedded in people most of the time that they can't change?
Well, it's difficult to change. And you know, that's the reality of personal growth, though. And you have to have a good motivator to do it, too. You know, in your case, what you did is you moved to a different position, that allowed you to capitalize on your skills.
That's right.
And then you realize, there's this constraint that's dragging around behind me. I want to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, personal growth, Lee, is not personal. Because when you really think about it, I grow because if I don't, it impacts everybody around me. And so when you look at personal growth, I really like to think about it in terms of how it benefits those that I really serve, love, lead, and committed to.
That is a very good point. In fact, that's probably the best thing you've said. Mm. Does everyone have constraints?
Yes. Yeah, we all have constraints.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. And, you know, working with professional athletes or business people, corporate people, it doesn't matter how good you are, you've always got them. And one of the things you notice, like Tiger Woods, he has less than others. So he performs at the top. Of course, that's Law 5 in the book, too.
We can find you at www.flippinggroup.com. And the book is The Flip Side, Break Free of the Behaviors That Hold You Back, available just about everywhere, right?
Yes, that's right.
Thank you so much, Flip.
Thanks, Lee.
Great of you to join us today.